Welcome to the EADV podcast, the official podcast of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology. I'm Adriana and I'm your host. Every month, the JADV chooses and highlights four articles in a section called Editor's Picks, and today we explore the Editor's Picks for April 2024. Bullying in skin diseases, a prevalent problem of great concern. Classification of psychodermatological disorders. Tanorexia still associated with well-being and attractivity among tanning bed users. And European consensus on the treatment of alopecia areata. But before we get into that...
We are excited to announce you can now register for this year's Congress hosted in Amsterdam and online from the 25th to the 28th of September 2024. The EADV Congress is one of the largest international meetings in Europe focused on dermatology and venereology, and the packed four-day program covers the entire spectrum of specialties. This is an excellent opportunity for you to join delegates from all over the world and exchange knowledge, network with like-minded professionals, and develop your career. Find out more at eadv.org/congress.
And now, the editor's picks. Article 1. Bullying in skin diseases, a prevalent problem of great concern. Bullying patients with skin diseases is a long unrecognized problem that deeply affects self-esteem and induces social isolation and despair. In this European study, Chernyshov et al. Report on a large study of the prevalence and nature of bullying in dermatological patients from six European countries. Bullying appears to be very prevalent, even up to 64% from international groups, especially in Spain and Greece. Verbal bullying, cyberbullying, and avoidance are most common. This is an eye-opener for clinicians, with the need to plan effective treatment of skin diseases and psychological support, particularly during adolescence. Article 2. Classification of psychodermatological disorders. Psychodermatological disorders generate a high level of stigmatization, and patients frequently lack appropriate care. Excessive confusion regarding terminology and lack of systematized classification, i.e. DSM-5-TR and ICD-11, may have contributed to its stigmatization. Ferreira et al. Have made a global effort to simplify and unify the classification of psychodermatological disorders, differentiating primary from secondary, with support of physician experts from different continents. Their initiative should pave the way for better recognition and management of psychological disorders. Understanding the patient with psychological disorders and promoting clinical research to improve care should be facilitated by such seminal work. Article 3. Tanorexia still associated with well-being and attractivity among tanning bed users. In their longitudinal population-based study on the prevalence of tanning bed use in Germany, Diehl et al. Described that while tanning bed use is decreasing, a plateau prevalence of 5% of the population is observed. Current users are mostly middle-aged working women and men of higher education who use tanning beds to relax and augment attractiveness. Users seem to disagree with the potential dangers of carcinogenic tanning beds. Future campaigns to reduce tanning bed use must take this information into account to tailor messages to this specific population. Article 4. European consensus on the treatment of alopecia areata. Alopecia areata, while long neglected, is now considered to be an autoimmune disease which can profoundly impact self-image and quality of life. Its treatment was traditionally based on topical and systemic immune modulatory interventions supported by limited clinical evidence. With the availability of the recently approved JAK inhibitors, a group of European experts in alopecia areata provide a tool for clinicians to improve care. Although limited information is given regarding how consensus was reached, the article provides a clear practical approach to improve care and should be made widely available to clinicians. Just to recap, our first article was Bullying in Persons with Skin Diseases by Chernyshov and co-authors. Our second article was Classification of Psychodermatological Disorders, Proposal of a New International Classification by Ferreira and co-authors. Our third article was Tanning Bed Use in Germany between 2015 and 2022, representative data of 28,000 individuals on indoor tanning, risk awareness and reasons for use by Diehl and co-authors. Our fourth article was European Expert Consensus Statement on the Systemic Treatment of Alopecia Areata by Rudnitska and co-author. Of course, all of the research presented today can be found in the Journal of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology, and though you can find free access and open access articles, EADV members benefit greatly by having access to all articles and content.
Before you go, a quick favor. If you're a regular listener to our podcast, we would love to hear from you. Your feedback will help us improve the show and develop episodes that you're interested in hearing. To participate in the short survey, simply follow the link in the show notes of this episode.
Thank you for your support. It means a lot. We look forward to hearing from you. Until the next episode, take care of your skin.